Welcome to the Dreamcatcher Podcast, a place where your dreams can find a voice. I'm your host, Celine Chenoy. Thank you to all of you who return every week to tune in to become a better version of yourself. Make sure you hit subscribe if you haven't already, and rate our show if you enjoyed this episode.
Anger is a powerful emotion that can lead to conflicts in relationships. It often begins with a subtle feeling of irritation and gradually escalates to extreme and chronic levels of rage. An awareness of the triggers, the different stages of anger, and what each one looks like is crucial in gaining a deeper understanding of anger. These coping mechanisms will equip you with the knowledge to navigate the stages of anger, cultivate healthier reactions, and resolve anger-related conflicts.
From irritation to explosion, exploring the stages of anger and its impact on relationships. Most of us know what a person looks like when they're angry and close to losing it. Even children instinctively know when their parents are peeved after doing something they weren't supposed to. When someone is angry, their face flushes, their eyes widen, and their eyebrows furrow. They clench their fists and purse their lips. When you see these signs, you know their blood is boiling, and they're on the verge of exploding with an expletive or some mean words. Everyone has had this intense experience of anger. It's part of the human experience. We get angry when we face situations that make us feel frustrated, powerless, threatened, or attacked. Anger gets a bad rap, but it shouldn't. Like any other emotion, it is informative and can be appropriate when experienced at an optimal degree. For instance, sadness can be cathartic, fill us with gratitude for what we have, and bring us closer to those who support us. Similarly, anger can alert us when something is wrong and needs to be rectified, making us resourceful and more engaged with the world to benefit ourselves and others. Mild to moderate anger, channeled in a healthy and constructive way, can help us move forward in a positive direction. No matter how we've been conditioned to vent our rage, we can't dismiss how we feel. We must become aware of the value of anger and learn to deal with it. To be a whole person, we must embrace and utilize our light and dark sides. The Pixar movie, Inside Out, is about a curious preteen girl named Riley and how she manages her five core emotions, fear, anger, joy, disgust, and sadness, to cope with life's ups and downs. Anger works alongside the other emotions, and his job is to get Riley to stand up for herself when she encounters something they disapprove of. But he's also hot-headed, and his head literally bursts into flames if he gets annoyed about anything from a delayed moving truck to broccoli-covered pizza. Riley goes through several experiences that teach her to keep her intense emotions in check, including her anger. She does this by being honest about her feelings instead of faking them. For the longest time, she tried to appear happy, when she wasn't, until she couldn't pretend anymore and lashed out at her best friend and parents. After going through a period of sadness, she admits her feelings to her parents. She stopped hiding her anger, which led to a deeper and more enriched relationship with her parents, who were touched by her courageous vulnerability. While accepting and excavating our anger is essential, as the movie Inside Out illustrates, we must catch it in the early stages. Without an awareness of the different stages of anger and what each one looks like, we risk our hot emotions escalating to an extreme or chronic level, which can be detrimental to our well-being. Understanding the different stages of anger is essential in effectively managing and expressing this powerful emotion. The five stages of anger and how to manage them. Whether you experience anger yourself or interact with someone prone to anger outbursts, these effective coping mechanisms will equip you with the knowledge to navigate the stages of anger and cultivate healthier reactions. The initial stage, irritation. Irritation is the starting point of the anger journey. It is characterized by a mild annoyance or disturbance that can stem from various sources, such as external factors or internal thoughts and feelings. Understanding the triggers of irritation is crucial in identifying and addressing this initial stage of anger. Understanding the triggers of irritation. Irritation can be triggered by a range of factors, including environmental stimuli, personal expectations, and individual sensitivities. For instance, a noisy neighbor, a slow internet connection, or a cluttered workspace can all contribute to feelings of irritation. Additionally, unmet expectations, such as delayed plans or a lack of progress in personal goals, can also fuel irritability. Recognizing these triggers is the first step in managing irritation effectively. By identifying the specific factors that irritate you, you can take proactive measures to minimize their impact. This may involve creating a peaceful environment, setting realistic expectations, or practicing self-care activities that promote relaxation and emotional well-being. Coping with irritation. When faced with irritation, it is important to adopt healthy coping mechanisms to prevent it from progressing to the next stage of anger. One effective strategy is to practice mindfulness and self-awareness. By being present in the moment and acknowledging your emotions without judgment, you can gain a better understanding of the underlying causes of your irritation. Engaging in calming activities, such as deep breathing exercises, meditation, or hobbies that bring you joy, can also help alleviate irritation. Additionally, seeking support from trusted friends or professionals can provide valuable insights and guidance in managing this initial stage of anger. Recognizing and addressing irritation promptly can prevent it from escalating into frustration. Understanding the triggers of irritation. Anger often begins with a subtle feeling of irritation. It can be triggered by various factors, such as unmet expectations, perceived injustices, or external events that disrupt our sense of control. Identifying the triggers of irritation is crucial in gaining a deeper understanding of our anger. One common trigger is the feeling of being disrespected. When we believe that our boundaries have been crossed or our opinions disregarded, irritation can quickly arise. Other triggers may include a lack of recognition, feeling unheard, or experiencing repeated annoyances. By recognizing these triggers, we can become more proactive in managing our anger. To effectively deal with irritation, it is important to practice self-awareness. Pay attention to the thoughts and emotions that arise when you feel irritated. Are there any patterns or recurring themes? By identifying these patterns, you can gain valuable insights into your triggers and develop strategies to prevent anger from escalating. The escalation stage. Frustration. Frustration is the second stage of the anger journey, characterized by an increased level of annoyance and impatience. It occurs when the initial feelings of irritation are not adequately addressed or resolved. Identifying the signs of frustration is crucial in managing this stage effectively and preventing it from spiraling into uncontrolled anger. Identifying the signs of frustration. Frustration manifests in various ways, both internally and externally. Internally, you may experience heightened tension, restlessness, or a general sense of dissatisfaction. Externally, visible signs of frustration can include raised voices, clenched fists, or increased aggression. Being aware of these signs can help you recognize when your frustration is intensifying. This self-awareness enables you to intervene before it reaches a point of no return. It also allows you to communicate your feelings to others, maintaining healthy relationships and preventing misunderstandings.
Would you like to receive a weekly dose of inspiration in your inbox? If yes, be sure to subscribe to the Live Your Dream Life newsletter, where I spotlight key areas of life, love, and social trends. Information that helps you live your dream life and make a difference. You can sign up for the newsletter and receive a free ebook at www.thedreamcatch.com.
Coping with frustration. Effectively managing frustration involves a combination of self-reflection, communication, and stress-reducing techniques. Reflecting on the underlying causes of your frustration can help you gain clarity and insight into the situation. This self-reflection can be done through journaling, talking to a trusted confidant, or seeking professional guidance. Communicating your frustrations assertively but respectfully is also essential in preventing further escalation. Expressing your feelings and needs clearly and listening actively to others' perspectives can foster understanding and resolution. Moreover, incorporating stress-reducing techniques into your daily routine can help manage frustration. Engaging in regular exercise, practicing relaxation techniques, or engaging in creative outlets can all contribute to a healthier emotional state and reduce the likelihood of anger outbursts. By addressing frustration effectively, you can prevent it from boiling over into uncontrolled anger. Identifying the signs of frustration. As irritation intensifies, it can evolve into frustration. Frustration is characterized by a growing sense of helplessness and a desire to regain control. Understanding the signs of frustration can help us intervene before anger spirals out of control. Physical manifestations, such as increased heart rate, clenched fists, or rapid breathing, are common signs of frustration. Additionally, changes in behavior, like becoming more argumentative or withdrawing from others, can indicate escalating anger. By paying attention to these signs, we can take proactive steps to manage our frustration. One effective strategy is to practice self-soothing techniques. Deep breathing exercises, meditation, or participating in activities that bring joy and relaxation can help alleviate frustration. It is also beneficial to communicate our feelings and needs assertively, rather than allowing them to build up and explode later. The boiling point. Anger. Anger is the climax of the anger journey, representing a heightened emotional state characterized by intense feelings of displeasure, hostility, and the urge to react aggressively. It occurs when irritation and frustration have been left unaddressed, leading to a buildup of negative emotions. Managing anger effectively is crucial in preventing it from causing harm to ourselves or others. Managing anger effectively. To manage anger effectively, it is essential to develop a toolbox of coping strategies and techniques that work best for you. These strategies can help you diffuse anger in the moment and prevent it from escalating further. One effective technique is practicing deep breathing exercises. Deep, slow breaths can help calm your body and mind, reducing the intensity of anger. Counting to 10 before responding to a triggering situation can also provide a moment of pause, allowing you to gather your thoughts and respond more rationally. Engaging in physical activity, such as going for a walk or participating in a sport, can help release pent-up energy and emotions associated with anger. Similarly, finding healthy outlets for expressing anger, such as writing in a journal or talking to a trusted friend, can provide a sense of release and catharsis. In cases where anger becomes overwhelming or difficult to manage independently, seeking professional help, like therapy or anger management programs, can provide valuable guidance and support. By implementing these strategies and techniques, individuals can effectively manage their anger, preventing it from causing harm to themselves or others. The aftermath. Guilt and regret. After the explosive climax of anger, individuals often experience a sense of guilt and regret for their actions. The aftermath of anger can be emotionally draining and can strain relationships. Resolving anger-related conflicts and addressing these feelings of guilt and regret is essential for personal growth and repairing our relationships. Strategies for resolving anger-related conflicts. Anger often leads to conflict in our relationships, whether with family members, friends, or colleagues. Resolving these conflicts requires effective communication and a willingness to find common ground. Resolving anger-related conflicts requires open communication, empathy, and an openness to understand and address the underlying issues. It's essential to approach these conversations in a calm and non-judgmental way, allowing space for all parties to share their perspectives. Here are some steps that can help in this process. 1. Active listening. Active listening is crucial in conflict resolution. Listening attentively to the other person's viewpoint demonstrates respect and validates their feelings. This can foster understanding and pave the way for finding common ground and solutions. 2. Practice empathy. Instead of immediately reacting to the anger of others, take the time to truly understand their perspective. Practice empathy and validate their feelings, even if you disagree with them. This can help to escalate the situation and create an environment for open and productive dialogue. 3. Apologize and take responsibility. Apologizing sincerely for any hurtful actions or words is a crucial step in repairing relationships. Taking responsibility for your actions and expressing genuine remorse can help rebuild trust and create a foundation for healthier communication moving forward. Find constructive ways to blow off steam and return to center, like running, boxing, martial arts, weightlifting, or any active sport. If you prefer something more subdued, you could try meditation, yoga, journaling, creative pursuits, volunteer work, or even cleaning the house. All these activities will give you the time and space to cool down and disengage. 4. Realize what's at stake. Know exactly what's at stake before communicating how you feel. By revealing what you really feel to others, is there a chance of hurting someone? Could it put you into a stronger position of power, achieve a goal, or earn the respect of others? Once you consider the potential risks and benefits, it will be easier to determine the best way to construct your message to have the most substantial impact. 5. Be open to negotiation. Conflict resolution techniques, such as compromise and negotiation, are also invaluable in resolving anger-related conflicts. Find mutually beneficial solutions that address the underlying issues while respecting the needs and boundaries of all parties involved. 6. Seek professional help if needed. Couples therapy or family counseling can provide a safe space to address deep-rooted issues and facilitate the healing process. Whenever we experience a wave of anger, we listen to the part of us that isn't in touch with our higher selves. This wise being within us can guide us towards a calm, loving, and kinder way of being. In this sacred state of consciousness, we'll see the futility of our anger and realize that love is the only path that leads to resolution and respects the divinity within ourselves and others. All my best on your journey. Celine.
Hey everyone! Thanks for tuning in. If you enjoyed what you just heard, please subscribe to my podcast and feel free to share it with your friends and family. Take care and speak soon.